God, the merciful, the compassionate. Hello and welcome to Peer Home with me, Sahar Hafshu. Today, Ashura, we mourn the death of a man who is the epitome of persistence, the epitome of courage, strength, forgiveness, peace, beauty, submissiveness to the Allah, and beauty and courage, and so much more. Today on Ashura Day, we extend our condolences to all of our viewers on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his holy household and his companions. In this discussion today, we will talk about Ashura and Imam Hussein, and of course, we'll relate it to our families and our children, and we'll have other segments to our program, so please stay tuned. To the program. Well, we're very honored to have Dr. Abdullah Husseini here with us to help us speak about Ashura and its relation to our families and our children. Welcome to the program, Dr. Husseini.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Husseini is an Islamic scholar as well as a university professor in Johannesburg, and he's also the director of Islamic Center in South Africa. Dr. Husseini, since today we are mourning Ashura, first of all, we know that there's a very famous saying that says every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala. Can you expand and tell us what exactly does that mean?
This famous sentence of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which he uttered in the day of Ashura, it's basically refers to the historical conflict between right and wrong, righteousness and falsehood, the oppression and the oppressed people and the oppressors. During the history of mankind from day one, when Abel and Cain, they were fighting, the conflict between the truth and the falsehood has started. This conflict has continued during the history in the form of Ibrahim and Nimrod. And it continued in the time of Musa alayhi salam in the form of Musa and Fir'aun. And then Isa alayhi salam had his own opposition come to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had his own opposition. The representative of truth was our prophet, and the representative of the falsehood was those Abu Jahls and Abu Lahabs and all of them. This conflict continued in the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he had his own opposition. And then in the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the height of this conflict between the truth and the falsehood, which Imam Hussein represent the forces of truth, which during the history they've been always pro-oppressed people of the world. And in the other side, Yazid is representing the whole school of thought of oppression. Imam Hussein alayhi salam strangely utters this sentence in the time that he knows for the fact that there will be no one to answer him when he says so. It is the time that everyone has become martyred in the day of Ashura. All of his companions become shaheed, and he is alone talking to the enemy, and he says so that from today every land is Karbala and every day is Ashura. He is talking about a historical conflict between the two, which is going to continue. In other words, Hussein alayhi salam is telling us that Ashura is not going to be summarized here in this land with my conflict with the Yazid system. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is trying to talk to the history, to all generations who are coming later on, to us in this time, and to our children later on. He is trying to tell us that always there will be a Hussein in your time, and there will be a Yazid in your time. That land that you are living is another Karbala. So in that time, you should have this vision to know who is the Yazid of your time and who is the Hussein of your time. And strangely, today also when we are in Muharram, the height of this conflict started at the beginning of Muharram in Gaza, in Palestine.
Right.
We believe that what Imam Hussein alayhi salam was talking in the day of Ashura has got a demonstration today. Like we have Yazid as Obama, as American administration. And we have Israel as another Ibn Sa'd, another Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. We have Netanyahu as somebody whom we can call him the Shimr of our time, which he attacks to the place which is occupied for the last 65 years, Palestine, and kills the children, mostly those 150 people who have been killed in Gaza, where about 40% of them were children and women. Gaza today is the Karbala of our time, and there the conflict continues. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he talks in the day of Ashura, that hal min nasirin yansuni, who is there to help me? And always he says kullu yawmin Ashura and kullu ardin Karbala. He talks about the historical fact, which today also we have another conflict between the true. We have the representative of the truth today, and we have representative of a falsehood. So we have to have that vision, that we should know that we are again in the Karbala, and again is this Hussein here who is asking for help, and it's again Yazid who is fighting with Hussein of our time. So we have to have that vision, not to fight in the wrong direction, not to fight for the falsehood. We should find out who is the Hussein of our time and fight there against the oppressors of our time.
I think it's very interesting. I think a lot of people, they do have that immense sorrow in these days of Muharram and Ashura, but they, they haven't fully understood that it does exist. It exists every day and exists within us, and that struggle even with our nafs and then our soul, and then so on to, like you said, the oppressors that exist today and all the oppression and tyranny that's going on outside. So
exactly. Let me just open it a little bit more. We have a wrong conception, which is misunderstood a lot of time, which they say the first question in the day of judgment will be from your prayer, from your salah, while that is not right. I think the most important ayah in Quran is chapter 17, verse 71 of chapter Isra, which says, يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. The day that we are going to ask everyone to line up behind their leaders. So in the day of judgment, we have only two lines. There is no such thing as a middle way.
The gray area.
It's either you are in the right path. And if you are not in the right path, definitely you are in the wrong way and the wrong school of thought. Because Quran only recognizes two lines. If you remember George W. Bush II, the son of the latest president of America, before Obama, he had a very historical lecture and sentence after 9/11. He says, in war on terror, either you are with us, and if you are not with us, you are going to be with our enemy, even if you are not with them. This is the sentence of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the day of Ashura, who says, in the war against oppression, either you are with us, then you are in the line of truth. And if you are not with us, you are going to be considered as a part of our enemies, and you are going to be in the right, in the wrong direction, even if you are not with them.
Mm-hmm. So that comes to, I guess, a response for a lot of people who sit in silence and turn a blind eye to all the oppression.
Exactly.
That's going on.
We have to speak out. There is no meaning in this world to be in the middle. There is no middle way. Always you are either in the right path, and if you are not in the right path, you are in the false side, even if you are not with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know the importance of leadership and the element of imamat, or leadership of your time. In the first question of your life should be this: am I on the right path?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you, Dr. Hussaini. Of course, we have so much more about Ashura and our families. So don't go away. Let's go and listen to our story together. We'll be back.
A Jew converting to Islam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was saying prayer together with a number of Muslims. When he prostrated, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was a young child at that time, mounted on the Prophet's back and moved his legs back and forth. When the Prophet wanted to sit up, he held Hussein and put him on the ground next to himself. This was repeated every time that the Prophet prostrated in his prayer. A Jew was watching these events. After the prayer, he told the Prophet, "You treat your kids in a way that we never do." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "If you had faith in God and His Messenger, you would be kind to your kids." The kindness and affection of the Prophet towards children impressed the Jew so much that he converted to Islam.
Back to the program. Well, we have Dr. Hussaini here to better help us understand Ashura and how it impacts our families. Our next question for Dr. Hussaini is, we want to know, what is the main lesson of Ashura? What can we take from this very sorrowful day?
The event of Ashura, every second of it is a lesson. From the time that Imam Hussein alayhi salam started going out of the town of Medina toward Mecca and arriving in Mecca and then leaving the ceremony of Hajj incomplete toward Kufa. With the invitation of the people of Kufa and arriving in the land of Karbala. All of those things which has happened on the way from Medina to Mecca and from Mecca to Kufa and how they have arrived in the land of Karbala. In those 10 days of Muharram, the beginning, the 10 days, the 9 or 10 days of Muharram, which they have been stopped there and has been surrounded by the 30,000 army of the enemy. And then the night of Ashura, going to the day of Ashura, the night of Ashura, the things which has happened in that night. You can talk for centuries about just that one night, what happened. The conversations which was exchanged between the companions of Imam Hussein. Mm. The way that he removed his allegiance from the followers and the companions, and the way that they have insisted in staying and not leaving Imam Hussein alone. The conversations between them, the way Imam Hazrat Qasim alayhi salam asked his uncle about this and the way he answers. And then we moving to the day of Ashura from morning up to the time that everyone become martyrs and we arriving in the noon of Ashura when Imam Hussein alayhi salam also become shaheed afternoon. Every second of the movement of Imam Hussein, every conversation that he had is a lesson. Mm-hmm. But the main lesson of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is that in that historical conflict, here I'm standing firm against oppression. I'm not going to accept a person like Yazid to be the ruler. I'm not going to accept to pay allegiance to a person like Yazid. You must also remember that he always, he was offered to go to other places. He was offered to go to Yemen, he was offered, but Imam Hussein alayhi salam refused all of this. He said, my duty today is to fight. And he stood firm for his belief. Because if he was not going to do so, it was going to be leaving an example that today we were able to have peace negotiations with Israel. We were able to cope with the Shah's regime. We were able to accept anyone, any tyrant, as a king, as an Islamic ruler. We must also, there is a famous sentence from Imam Hussein, from Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, "Tu'raful ashiya bi azdadiha." If you want to know something, just see who is the opposition. We're looking at Yazid, a symbol of oppression, mm-hmm. a person who is calling himself the successor of the Prophet, but at the same time, he drinks like fish. All of his life, he was drunk. Mm-hmm. A 33 years old, trained under Muawiyah system, spoiled with all of those luxury and women. He is a person who openly drinks wine and openly doing gambling and womanizing and all of that. And at the same time, he calling himself the Khalifa of the Prophet. He has got a very famous poetry. He says, concerning poetry, he says, if give me a cup of wine. If it is haram in religion of Muhammad, I'll drink it in the religion of Jesus Christ. He has got a very famous poetry on this. And that is, something that we have to realize, that Imam Hussein alayhi salam in that day did not accept to pay allegiance to Yazid, and he chose the other way. He says, "In kana dinu Muhammadin lam yastaqim illa biqatli faya suyuf khuzini." I think the most epic sentence which has been ever in the history of mankind came out of somebody's mouth was this sentence: Inkana Deenu Muhammadin. If the religion of Muhammad cannot be straightened unless by my death, all swords come to me. And then he's the one who says, Inni lam akhruj ashran wala batara. I am not here to do, I'm not here to uprise for vanity. Uridu an amura bil ma'roof wa anha anil munkar. I am here to order for the good things, to enjoin the good things and forbid doing anything back. So it's got a philosophical reason to represent the whole system of truth, and that's why the main lesson of Imam Hussein alayhi salam can be never accept oppression, because if you accept, you will be a partner to oppress, to be oppressed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we should get into the teachings that that we can learn from Ashura and bring that into our home and the upbringing of our children. We'll talk about that when we go for a break, and then when we come back, it's exactly time for From Here and There. Welcome back. Well, now it's time for From Here and There with my colleague Mahdi Golzadeh. Today, on this immense, sorrowful day, he has some, information about Ashura. So over to you, Mr. Golzadeh.
Thank you, Mrs. Hauchu.
You're welcome.
Well, hello, dear viewers. Welcome to this part of the program, From Here and There. Well, since today's Ashura, let me elaborate more on the lessons from the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Islam is not a religion for compromise. Living with peace with forces of oppression is wrong. If Imam Hussein had pledged allegiance to a tyrant ruler, he would have saved his neck and would have most likely given a high post by the caliph, who would have allowed him to do his prayer, fasting and other ritual acts of worship. But he was the grandson of a prophet who said, one of the greatest jihad is to stand up to a tyrant ruler and say the word of truth. Therefore, Imam Hussein, in one of his speeches on the way to Karbala, said, to live with an oppressor is a crime in itself. He also knew Quran and knew that striving in the cause of Allah brings immense rewards. Those who believe and suffer exile and strive with might in Allah's cause, with their goods and their people, have the highest rank in the sight of Allah. They are the people who will achieve salvation. As he says in the Quran, O you who believe, shall I read you to a bargain that will save you from a grievous penalty? That you believe in God and in His Messenger, and you strive in the cause of Allah with your property and your people. That will be the best for you if you knew it. And strive in the cause of Allah as you ought to strive, and those who strive in our cause, we will certainly guide them to our path. For verily Allah is with those who do good. Now the second lesson is the concept of ownership of life and giving it to the cause of the owner. Our body and life belongs to our Creator and should be spent on His cause. Even if we do that, all we are doing is returning it to the original owner. There is a great reward for martyrdom, and if you are slain or die in the cause of Allah, forgiveness and mercy from Allah are far better than they could amass. And if you die or are slain, it is unto Allah that you are brought together. Welcome back. Now, the third lesson is standing up to trial when we are called. This has to be a criterion for entering into heaven. Allah says, do you think you will enter the garden of bliss without such trials as come to those before you? Allah has purchased of their believers their persons and their goods, for theirs in return is the garden of paradise. All of the prophets had tests of their own. Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, had many tests, including being thrown into the fire. Last but not least, the lesson we learn from the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is that of sacrifice. To give life in the cause of Allah is the ultimate sacrifice. So can we sacrifice our money we love so much for charity, our precious time for the education of our children? Can we sacrifice our false pride in our race, color, language, and national origin and accept others as brothers and sisters? If we are mourning the death of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Quran tells us that the martyrs are not dead. And do not call those who die in the way of Allah as dead, as they are living, only you do not see them. In the murder of Hussein, indeed is a death of Yazid. Each Karbala revives Islam. Muharram is not just for 10 days and then going back to the business as usual. For a Muslim who stands up to fight in the cause of Allah, for him the place is Karbala, the month is Muharram, the day is Ashura. He is Imam Hussein and his opponent is Yazid. Muharram is not just for Shias, but for all Muslims alike. Well, I got all of these articles from the site called Islam USA. However, I had to shorten the articles because of the limited time I had. Anyway, it's a very good and informative site, but I like the question and answer part, as you can find many, many interesting questions answered for you. So Islam USA is the site. Well, that's it from me. Thank you for watching another episode of From Here and There. As usual, we can be reached at sahatv.tv. You can email us as well at purehome@sahatv.tv or call us on 0098-212216-2887 or 0098-212216-2854. Back to you, Ms. Akhchu.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gulzada, for those words of wisdom. Hopefully, Imam Hussein alayhi salam will help us to put those into practice.
You have to learn the lessons, yes.
Great, thank you so much. And now it's time for a clip we have about Ashura.
سجاده شد بعد از این دیگر معما ساده شد این همان رمز است در خاک جنون یک مؤذن یک اذان در دشت خون او اذان در هجر یاران سر دهد ابوالفضل علی اکبر دهد او دلیل پاکیه راز و نیاز او دلیل هر اذان و هر نماز در نماز عشق بود و بنده شد ضربتی خورد و رکوعش سجده شد سجده در خون شد مقام آن شهید سجده را یزدان از آنجا فرید نجیبان را بلد بنجیب
کرد این نماز مهر و ماه و کیش بود 1400 سال پیش بود ما کجا با این نماز خون کجا ما کجا با این تن گلگون کجا ما حریم لاله را دزدیده ایم ما اذان عشق را نشنیده ایم عاقبت دیدی که خون سجاده شد
We've fully tried to understand the lessons of Ashura and Karbala in our discussion so far. And to extract these lessons, Dr. Hosseini, we want to take these lessons and try to implement them in our homes and find out how can we use these teachings of the event of Ashura and bring it into our home on the upbringing of our children.
The bravery and qualities which was shown in the day of Ashura by the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was not something which has been created overnight. From the time that the children were in the womb of the mother, they have started plans for them. There are thousands of books is written at the moment concerning upbringing of children, and I advise every Muslim family to go and have a research. I think most of them will be available on the internet also, how to start training our children from the time that the mother is conceived with a baby. From the time that they have been born, a very well-organized plans has been executed and performed for the children to have this type of quality that in the day of Ashura each of them are fighting who should go first, competing for martyrdom. I'll just give you one example. We have Zainab Salamullah alayha in the day of Ashura, who is the sister of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Zainab brings two of his children in Karbala because he knows that in that day he needs help. And in that day, Zainab, as a sister of Imam Hussein, don't allow Akbar or Qasim to go before her own children. He sends Aun and Jafar first to sacrifice their life for Imam Hussein alayhi salam before he allows Akbar and Qasim, who is the sons of their brother. And from the other side also, Qasim is the son of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. It is so important that we should know that even Imam Hassan alayhi salam, when he passed away, we become shaheed, he had an advice concerning Qasim in the day of Ashura, that in such day he must go and sacrifice his life for his uncle. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when people goes to him for asking for permission to go to fight, he hesitates for everyone, but when his own son Akbar goes, he don't hesitate. Immediately he gives permission. For example, when Qasim went there, he had a lot of excuse. No, you're too small. I can't allow you to go to fight. He goes and he emphasized, I want to go. I want to sacrifice my life. He says, you have to ask the permission from your mother. He says, my uncle, it's my mother who sent me here. She herself put on this clothes and he put these swords on me. And he asks me to come and sacrifice my life for you. Akbar is gone, Aun is gone, Ja'far is gone. I don't have no patience anymore. Please allow me to go for fighting. In the night of Ashura, there is a very beautiful scene that we see. Imam Hussein alayhi salam tells to everyone that now that you are not leaving, let me give you a glad tiding, a good news, that tomorrow all of you will be meeting Prophet and all of you will become Shaheed. So everyone was happy. Everyone is happy that tomorrow they are going to be martyrs. And here we have a 13 years old boy called Qasim. Qasim, he says, maybe when my uncle says that tomorrow everyone is going to be dead, he means men. So he asks his uncle, I am also going to be a martyr tomorrow. And Imam Hussein asks, son of my brother, what do you think about this? What is your imagination about this? He replies, Ahla min al-asal. It's more sweet, my uncle, than honey. Then Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, yes, you also will be among the martyrs of Karbala tomorrow. Creating such a generation, having such children, cannot be an overnight plan, an overnight program. You have to have process of purifications of the soul, which starts from family upbringing, the relationship which the parents have together, the way that they talk each other. It will teach them practically how to be. Making them familiar with hayats, with masjids, with Imam Hussein alayhi salam's program and commemorations will give them a type of ammunition. If they know by taking the children to such gatherings, which remembering Imam Hussein alayhi salam, what a favor they do to their children, they will not miss even one program. In our community, alhamdulillah, we have been born in the name of Hussein, we have been brought up in the name of Hussein, and being in such environments will help us to have a very healthy and purified generation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll speak more about how these rituals can affect the upbringing of our children when we come back. Let's go for a break, and of course, we'll have more for you when we come back.
ببخشید من یه مداری خوانم.
Welcome back to the program. We have a book for you this week, and in relation to Muharram and Ashura. It's entitled Tears and Tributes by Zakir. Now, the book describes the tragedy of Karbala in which Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the most noblest prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was martyred along with his family members and his companions. So that'll give you a little bit more information about Ashura. We're here with Dr. Hosseini, and before the break, we established that bringing up good children, children that can actually implement those lessons of Ashura and Karbala, is basically that starts far beyond even conceiving these children. And you started to speak a little bit about how these rituals and these events of mourning and for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, how they can have effect on our children. Can you tell us a little bit more about how these rituals have an effect in our homes?
Karbala is an exhibition of qualities. Karbala is a place that all goodness and all evil are fighting against each other. So if you can travel in the history of Karbala and be with the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and study the lessons of Ashura and be one of the helpers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it teaches you all of those qualities which Imam Hussein and the children and the companions were enjoying. We can learn truth, to be sadiq, not to tell lies, from the story of Karbala. We learn how to sacrifice our life, our children, and our everything that you had on the path of God and Allah. You can learn how you can respect each other. You can learn how to help oppressed people of the world. You can learn about Isar, about every single quality that you can think of. There is a demonstration for it in Karbala. The way that Imam Hussein alayhi salam speaks to the enemy, the respectful manner that he talks to them, the way that Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Hazrat Abbas, the two brothers, are communicating with each other, that adab, politeness that you see in the way that Imam Hussein alayhi salam never been called by his brother Abbas as a brother. In the whole life, Imam Hussein alayhi salam had always this wish that Abu al-Fazl Abbas, the flag holder of Karbala, once even called him brother while they were brother. Always Abbas would call Imam Hussein alayhi salam as my master, and always he had that type of respect for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that my mother is Ummul Banin, your mother is Zahra. So these two are not comparable. So for me to be your brother is too much for me, so he won't call him brother. In the day of Ashura, only once in his life, when he fell down from the horse, he asked, "Oh my brother, come and help me," which has got his own history. But what I'm saying is that the politeness of Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, all of these are lessons that we can get, and we can enrich our children with the culture of Imam Hussein, with the culture of Karbala. If you take them to all of these programs and the ceremonies that is all around the world, definitely in US, in Canada, in Germany, in London, in Paris, in everywhere in this world, there is a Husseiniya, there is a mosque. If you take the children there, let them listen about all of these beautiful stories which is surrounding Karbala. Let them see the qualities of the Karbalais and those people which they sacrificed their life for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Just being there has got a type of light which will be all encompassing you and your life, and it will even correct your relationships together.
Well, on that beautiful note, thank you so much, Dr. Hosseini, for truly helping us understand Ashura. And to all of our viewers, we hope that you can go online, go on to see our program. purehome@ sahartv.ir is our email. sahartv.ir is our website. Thank you so much for being with us. Until next time, goodbye and God bless.